Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shabbat, Shabbat Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom. Okay, y'all got the words now? Let's all sing it together. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, hey Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom.
I don't know.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome. This is for Zion's Sake Ministries. We have Ted Pierce back this week with us for Shabbat. And I think he may have like a little video, maybe something you're going to show. He don't have a video, so sorry. Just the music, but that's more than enough. So we're going to start our service this morning. Welcome people who are on live stream or on internet, Facebook, however you get out there. We welcome you. I'm dealing with about a week-long case of something. I'm not sure where it is, but I did go get a test for COVID yesterday, and I was negative. I figured I had it, but I didn't, so I'll have to deal with it. Have to deal with whatever it is I got. So we're going to start off with, we already did Shabbat Shalom. I guess Ma Tov's the next one. Well, I don't see it on here. Okay. We'll do the blessing of the Messiah. Sorry. I just didn't see it. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim, Yimelech haolam, Asher natan lan let halek dederek halashia meshua, meshua, amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who's given us the way of salvation in the Messiah Yeshua. Amen. And my voice is probably going to go in and out, so we're going to try to do Ma Tov. That's not on. Okay.
Ma Tov.
Where your glory resides, I shall prostrate myself and bow, bend a knee before the Lord my Maker. And as for me, may my prayers to you, O Lord, be at the right time. O God, in your abundant righteousness, answer me with the truth of your salvation. Next song is Vishamru. Vishamru, Vane Israel. Et ha Shabbat, Lasod et Hashabah le do tambourine do alam Vishemru Vene Israel et Hashabah Lasod et Hashabah le do tambourine do alam B'nei Ovein, B'nei Israel, Ot he lot oil, Ot he elo lam, Vishemru, B'nei Israel, Let Hashabat, Lasod et Hashabat, Le do a tambourine do alam. Kikeshet Amin, Asa Adonai, Asa Adonai, Shemayim Viharet, Vishemru, Vanei Israel, Let Hashabat, Lasod et Hashabat, Lado a tambourine do alam. Yom Hashavi, Shavat Nina Fash, Shavat Nina Fash, Shavat Nina Fash, Vishemru, Vanei Israel, Let Hashabat, Lasod et Hashabat, Lado a tambourine do alam. The children of Israel can keep the Shabbat, observing it throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
Pray for Jerusalem, that there'll be peace again. The Lord will prosper them that love her. And for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, we say to Jerusalem, Shalom Aleichem. Pray for Jerusalem, that there'll be peace, not war. For God will bless them that love her. So for the sake of the sake
for the peace of Jerusalem. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your Shabbat, Lord. We ask that you'll bless each person that's here today, Lord. We ask that you'll bless the land of Israel, Lord, and protect Israel. And so many enemies are just surrounding Israel, and the violence is still there, Lord, and the people that want to destroy Israel are still coming against Israel. We pray that the United States, that the people here, our government, will stand strong with Israel and protect them and provide things that they need. We pray this morning, Lord, for the congregations around the world in Israel, our Messianic congregations, our leadership at the MJA here today, Lord. We just ask you to bless them, guide and direct their steps today, Lord. May everyone in Shabbat today, Lord, have a great service, a great time of worship, a great word from you, Lord. Bless each of us today, Lord, as we enter into your Shabbat today, Lord, and bless the land of Israel today, Lord. Amen. Servant of the Lord. And now the Lord says, who formed Israel in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him and gather Israel to himself? For he is honored in the eyes of the Lord, and God has been his strength. Is it too small a thing for Israel to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel he has kept? He will also make Israel a light for the Gentiles, that he may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. For the Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malhuto Leoam Vaed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might, and have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hands. Let them be frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and upon your gates. We're going to sing Minka Mocha, if I can remember the words to it. I got it right here. Minka Mocha Baileem Adonai, Minka Mocha Nedar Bar Kodesh, Nor I Tehilot, O Hosei Fele, O Hosei Fele. Who is like thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, O Lord? There is none else. You are awesome in praise, doing wonders, O Lord, doing wonders. There's, oh Lord. What is the answer to that ancient question? Ein kamoka valim Adonai, valim kamasek ka Malkut Ka, Malkut Ko, Olamin, Umishar Pakabador, Dorvador, Adonai Melech, Adonai Melech, Adonai Imlot Leoam Baed, Adonai Os Leomo, you retain, Adonai Verechetamo Vashalom. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, and there is nothing like your works. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns. The Lord has reigned. The Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen. We're going to do the table of the Lord, the Shulchan Adonai. I think everyone's received the emblems, I hope. Everybody got them? They're back here on the table. You're going to play Marty Gaetz. Oh, okay. So I can go ahead. Okay. Okay, the night he was betrayed, Yeshua, he took the cup and he said, "This is a cup which represents my blood that was shed, will be shed for you, and so may I bless it this morning." Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, porei ahava again, amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has brought forth the fruit of the vine, and Yeshua is the true vine. And he took the bread and he broke it, and he said, "This represents my body, which is broken for you," and he blessed it. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth, and Yeshua is the bread of life. Amen. We can partake.
And I sing praises to you.
The only announcement that we have is that we have Passover will be, the dates haven't been set yet for Passover and Purim, but I'm sure we'll find out once Rabbi and Rebbeson get back to town that they will confirm what dates that those services will be, and that way you can go ahead and set your calendar. Sorry for the rough day today, but I'm lucky to be here today because I've been real sick all week long, and it's been a struggle all week. So I'm sort of grabbing this podium to hold on here, but I think we're going to take up the offering this morning. We will be taking a love gift for Ted once we get to the end of the service. So this morning I'll pray and ask, and you can bring your offerings this morning for the boxes back there. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Once again, we say thank you for your Shabbat and being able to be here today and be here in Shabbat and worship with you, Heavenly Father, and worship you today, Lord. We ask that you bless those that are here today. Bless gift and giver today, Lord. A good measure pressed down to each of us today, Lord. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. So I think now Ted's going to do the ministry of the song. Whenever he's ready, whenever you're ready.
All right. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Yeah, last week after I left here, had a disaster. Really sad thing happened. Cowboys got beat by the 49ers. So I've been in mourning all week. It's just a joke. Just a joke. I like keeping up with that stuff, but in the long run, it doesn't really matter. They're making all that money. Why I be upset? Hallelujah. Well, thank you all for being here today, and everybody who's on the line. Rabbi Joe and Don had a well-deserved little break, so just come up from Asheville to be here with you guys. So we have gathered on Shabbat. We have gathered on Shabbat. And we gathered for what reason? To praise the Lord. All right. So you know, if I can praise him even in my mourning, then you can too. So, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you give us a day of rest. Lord, you call us just to sit and to listen to your Spirit today. Father, we will praise you today because you are worthy of being praised, Lord. We want all the world to know how great is our God. Father, we welcome you into this place. You are our guest of honor today. Lord, have your way in your people today. And Father, again today, as we've already done, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for the salvation of your ancient chosen Jewish people, Lord, that this would be the day of their salvation. Lord, as the whole world is coming against your people in this time, Lord, I just pray that we turn to you in Yeshua's name, especially in America, Lord. We pray for repentance from our leaders and from even their followers in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Shabbahi Yerushalayim Et Adonai Hallelujah, Hallelujah Elohai Zion Shabbahi Yerushalayim Et Adonai Hallelujah, Hallelujah Elohai Zion. Oh, glorify the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Glorify the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Praise your God, O Zion. We praise your name today, Yeshua. Shabbahi, Yerushalayim. Et Adonai, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, Elohai Zion, oh glory. glorify the Lord. Jerusalem, praise your God, O Zion. Glorify the Lord. Jerusalem, praise your God, O Zion. Praise your God, O Zion. He will hear your cry when you call on him.
Yes, he will.
Oh, magnify the Lord, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Father, we magnify you today in Tennessee and Virginia. Whichever one we're in today, what are we?
Glorify the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Glorify the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Praise your God, O Zion. Glorify the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Oh, glorify the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Praise your God, O Zion. Praise your God, O Zion. Praise your God, O Zion.
Hallelujah. And we're going to put our trust in him no matter what may come. Amen. So come on, let's all invite him with our own lips today. You're welcome here today, Lord.
Open to me, open to me, open to me. The gates of righteousness, Lord, open to me, open to me, open to me. The gates of righteousness, and I will go through them. I will praise the Lord. I will go through them. And I will praise the Lord. So open to me, open to me, open to me. The gates of righteousness, Lord, open to me, open to me, open to me. The gates of righteousness. Open up.
Open up.
Open up.
Let me hear you singing it. Come on.
The gates of righteousness, and I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. I will go through them, and I will praise you, Lord. So open to me, open to me. The gates of righteousness, Lord, open to me, open to me, the gates of righteousness. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Open up, open up, open up.
Yeah.
will go through the gates. Those gates of righteousness, yeah. We're going through the gates now. And I will go through them. And I will praise the Lord. And I will go through them. And I will praise the Lord. Come on. And I will go through them. And I will praise the Lord. And I will go through them. And I will praise you, Lord. So open to me. Open to me. Open to me. The gates of righteousness, Lord. Open to me. Open to me, open to me, the gates of righteousness. Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase, Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, who has carried us to this day. Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase. Baruch atah Eloheinu, King over all the land. You preserve our life and defend your own. You brought us through the season again. Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase. Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, who has carried us to this day. Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase. You uphold your people in every way. No shadow of turning in you. You are faithful to every generation. We can trust in you. Oh, Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase. Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, who has carried us to this day. Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase. So where are the Hittites, Perizzites, Jebusites, Philistines, or Canaanites too? There are the Greeks, the Romans, or the Nazis. We have victory in you. What? Me worry? Father, you've been faithful to care over your people for thousands of years. And you're not going to stop now. We put our trust in you. Since ancient times until today, your right hand carried us through. When we seek our own arise, your light comes bursting through. Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase. Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, who has carried us to this day. Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman Hase. Shehekianu, Bakiyamanu, Bahigianu, Lasman. Yes, Lord, we put our trust in you today and every day. Amen. A little charismatic messianic music. From among every nation, people are going up to the house of the Lord.
God of Jacob, we come to you and say, teach us your ways. We enter your kingdom with an offering of praise. So, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Come on and bless the name of Yeshua with us this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord, come stand together. For we are set apart for His good pleasure. We stand upon His word. The set time is come. For we have heard, this is the time to favor Zion. So, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. We're gonna bless the name of Yeshua all day long. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Come on and bless the name of Yeshua. Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. Woo. And I will praise you, Adonai, with all my heart. I will tell of all your marvelous wonders. Yes, I will. And I will be glad and rejoice in you alone. I will sing praise unto your name, O God Most High. So, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Come on and bless the name of Yeshua. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. We're gonna bless the name of Yeshua with all our heart. Praise the name of the Lord.
We're gonna get Virginia rocking.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. We're gonna bless the name of Yeshua. Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Come on and bless the name of Yeshua. Praise the name of the Lord. 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 We praise you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Woo. Hallelujah. We praise you today, Lord. Hallelujah. We declare you are our Redeemer. You're the Redeemer of Israel, the Redeemer of the nations, and the Redeemer of us. Yeah.
Adonai Makaseinu, Go Aleinu, Yeshua Meshikenu, Bichubo. Adonai Makaseinu, Go Aleinu, Yeshua Meshikenu, Bichubo.
Our Redeemer. Our Savior. Come on, declare with me.
Adonai Makaseinu, Ugo Aleinu, Yeshua Meshikenu, Bichubo. Adonai Makaseinu, Ugo Aleinu, Yeshua Meshikenu, Bichubo.
Mekalata, Mekalata. Yeshua ki hu Yoshia. Hu Yoshia, hu Yoshia. Etamo me amnotehem. Adonai machaseinu hu goalein. Yeshua meshikenu v'yichu bo. Adonai machaseinu hu goalein. Yeshua meshikenu v'yichu bo. Beikalata, beikalata. Yeshua ki hu Yoshia. Hu Yoshia, hu Yoshia. Etamo me amnotehem. Hey, Adonai machaseinu hu goalenu. Yeshua meshikenu v'yichu bo. Adonai machaseinu hu goalenu. Yeshua meshikenu v'yichu bo.
Declare it together. Yeshua is the Messiah, and there is none other. And so we will sing the victory song. Here we go.
La 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 la. La 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 la. Oh, Adonai Machaseinu hu goalenu. Yeshua Meshikenu v'yichu bo. Yeshua Meshikenu v'yichu bo.
That old song. Well, this is a new song.
We are the subjects of the King. Let us kneel before His throne. His royal blood has made His head, and He has chosen us for His own. His royal blood has made us clean, so we come joyful in His presence. His mighty kingdom has no end, a dynasty forever. Your majesty, I give my life to Thee. I worship You, my King. It is for You I sing. Oh, Your majesty and Your glory is manifest throughout all the earth. King and Creator over all, none before You or beside. You alone are majesty. May Your name be glorified. So I come boldly to Your throne because of what You've done for me. A servant's crown upon my head, I lay it at Your feet. Oh, Your majesty, I give my life to Thee.
thee, and I worship you, my King. It is for you I sing. Oh, your majesty and your glory is manifest throughout all the earth. We shall speak of the glory of your kingdom, talk of your mighty deeds forever, oh God, because yours is a kingdom without end and without faith. Oh, oh, your majesty. We exalt you, our King. Be glorified in your people today. Oh, your majesty. Your glory is manifest throughout all the earth. Your majesty, I give my life to thee, and I worship you, my King. It is for you I sing. Oh, your majesty. And your glory is manifest throughout all the earth. Oh, your majesty. Oh, my King. Your majesty. Your majesty.
We worship you today, our King. Yes, come and lead your people.
Hallelujah.
Echad Eloheinu, Gadol Adonainu, Echad Eloheinu. Gadol Adonainu, Kadosh, 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 Veno Shemo. One is our God, and great is our Lord. One is our God, and great is our Lord. Kadosh, 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 and awesome is your name. The whole earth is filled with your glory. The whole earth is filled with your glory. There is none like you, not in heaven or in earth. We worship you today, Yeshua. Be exalted. Echad Eloheinu.
גדול אדוננו, אחד אלוהינו. גדול אדוננו, קדוש, 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 and awesome is your name. Venora Shemo.
Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son to do what we could not. Lord, we're grateful today.
And we worship you, O Lord, for you alone are worthy to receive all honor and praise. You are highly exalted, Lord God Almighty. Sing out, O heaven and earth. Hallelujah, we bless the name Yeshua, for he is the name above all names. Hallelujah. We bless the name Yeshua. Messiah gave his life in my place. And we thank you, O Father, for sending your Son, who gave himself a ransom for our sins. Perfect atonement, the spotless peace offering you have given us a way to you through him. Hallelujah, we bless the name Yeshua, for he is the name above all names. Hallelujah, we bless the name Yeshua, Messiah gave his life in my place. Baruch atah Adonai Yeshua, Redeemer of Israel. Zion awaits the day of your return. Oh, come to us, Emmanuel. Oh, hallelujah, we bless the name Yeshua, for he is the name above all names. Hallelujah, we bless the name Yeshua, Messiah gave his life in my place. Hallelujah, we bless your name Yeshua, for you are the name above all names. Hallelujah, we bless the name Yeshua, Messiah gave his life in my place. Messiah gave his life in my place. Yeshua gave his life.
gave his life that you could have it more abundantly.
Gilimeod, Batsio, Hawi, Bat Yerushalayim, Hine Makech, Yavolach, Tzadik, Ben Oshahu, rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem, for behold, your king is coming to you. He is humble and bearing salvation. Because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free. You prisoners of hope, today I declare, I restore double to you. So rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, for behold, your king is coming to you. He is humble and bearing salvation. Peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from the sea to the sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. Oh,
oh, daughters of Zion, you're not forgotten. Your king is coming to you. Oh, daughter of Israel.
Gilimeyot, Batsion,
Hawi, Bat Yerushalayim.
Behold, your king is coming to you. Is humble and bearing salvation. Oh, rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. For behold, your king is coming to you.
He is humble and bearing salvation.
He's bringing you salvation. And today is the day of salvation. Salvation.
He's bringing you Yeshua.
Let's do one last song here. We want to take this opportunity for anyone here who needs prayer to just to go. You know, you can come up front, somebody pray with you, or you can just go find somebody and pray. But well, as long as we're together, we might as well do what the body's supposed to do, right? And he will hear, and he will answer.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Father, we come to you with our petitions, our prayers, our requests. For you are the God who listens. And we have nowhere else really to turn. So, Father, we just say amen to every prayer being lifted up right now, whether in this building or watching online. You are the God who cares. You are the God who listens and answers.
I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord
still prayer going up. So I'm going to do another.
You are glorious, O God. Glorious, O God. Awesome in your power and praise. You are glorious, O God. Glorious, O God. Glorious in all of your ways. Oh, lift your spirit today. You are glorious, O God. Glorious, O God. Awesome in your power and praise. Yes, you are. You are glorious, O God. Glorious, O God. Glorious in all of your ways. And you are holy. There is none like you. You are worthy of more than I could ever do. And your glory, it fills the universe. Yet you have considered me. You are glorious, O God. Glorious, O God. Awesome in your power and praise. You are glorious, O God. Glorious, O God. Glorious in all of your ways.
Father, we have so much to be grateful for. You're so good to your children. We thank you for your presence with us today. Lord, you're with us everywhere we go. Be glorified in our lives.
And you are holy. There is none like you. You are worthy of more than I could ever do. And your glory, it fills the universe. And yet you have considered me. And yet you have considered me. The King of Israel has considered me. The Creator of the universe has considered me. Yeshua has considered me, and how I love to be with you. I love to be with you. You show me love in so many ways. That's why I love to be with you. Oh, I need to be with you. You fill me with thanksgiving and praise, for you are holy. For you are holy. Oh, there is none like you. You are worthy the moment I could ever do. And your glory, it fills the universe. And yet you have considered me. You are glorious, O God. Glorious, O God. Awesome in your power and praise. You are glorious, O God. glorious, oh God, glorious in all of your ways.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your presence among us today. Lord, open our eyes to see and our ears to hear the message that your Spirit would say to us today. Father, anoint our speaker today. Lord, may we all hear a fresh word from you in this moment. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Just appreciate Ted for being here today. He came last week and back today, so we appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Glad to do it.
I've got some voice left here this morning. I guess it's afternoon now. Okay, this is going to be the Torah portion for this week. It won't be very long because I don't think I can talk too long because my voice is going to go. I don't want to sound like a frog, even though I do sometimes. Today's Torah portion is from Exodus chapter 18 through chapter 20. And the half Torah is the book of Isaiah chapter 6 through 1 through 7 and 9 through 9, chapter 9 and 5 through 6. It's interesting. Today's Torah portion, I think, is probably the most important Torah portion in all of the Torah. And I say that because today we see that Israel would receive the Matan Torah, the Ten Commandments. And what's so interesting about it, God chose, I think, the most powerful Torah portion to name it after a guy that was a pagan, which is very interesting. You know, God didn't always go against the norm that we would think. You would think he would have named it Abraham or some godly person that, you know, that worshiped him and served him. But he names it after a pagan priest. He was a king and a priest. And so today we see that the words and the stories of the Torah are its clothing. The guidance and direction are within the body of the Torah. With a body, guidance and direction is a soul that guides life to whoever follows it. With the soul of the Torah is God Himself, and God is the soul, I think, of the Torah. If we only just grasp the clothes that the Torah imparts, we would only see the words, but we must grasp the thought that will go straight to your soul and will change your life forever. The Torah is to be achieved as we discover God. There we will find Him within ourselves, that God is there. Where do we get the information about God? Where does it come from? I think it comes from our own faith that we have in God, and from His and our beliefs within God Himself. And we find this parasha today named Yitro. And Yitro means abundance. And his real name was Jethro, but his Hebrew name was Yitro. And there's very few Torah parshas that are named after an individual. That's a special something that God puts in the Torah when He names it after someone else, or names a book in the whole scriptures, in the Tanakh, that's named after somebody that wasn't a Hebrew or wasn't Jewish. So it needs special attendance because he was a leader of the Gentiles. Who was Jethro? He was the high priest of Midian. He was a priest that served and was a counselor to Pharaoh in Egypt. Of course, he left Egypt and went to Midian, and there we find that, of course, he was already a pagan priest, and he followed false doctrines, and he didn't understand or know the God of Israel. But he was advising Pharaoh on various things. I think he left, from what I was reading, he left the land of Egypt when Pharaoh started killing the young boys. It was his time to depart, and so he left the land of Egypt. He was also Moses' father-in-law, and we see today that Jethro, if you read this Torah portion, you'll see what a very important part in the development of this young Jewish nation that this pagan pagan priest had upon the land of Israel and how he assisted Moses. The concerns of the people became an overwhelming burden for Moses. You know, remember there was about 2.5 million people, and people were coming to Moses to deal and to solve the most mundane problems of every day. So Moses was spending his whole time taking care of all the complaints and the people griping, just various things that most of the time maybe were mundane. Some may have been of greater importance, but it was totally consuming him, and he was no longer able to work effectively in what God was wanting him to do. And so Jethro, his father-in-law, sees Moses, and he gives, and what's going on, he gives Moses some of the best advice he probably ever received other than from God. He says, create a hierarchy of judges, and these will be godly people that you pick, and they will be the people that will serve. They will serve the people, and they will free you up so that you can be more effective in intercessory before God. That's what God wanted Moses to be before him. So you see, Jethro, in this period of time, he wasn't a convert, but I think he became a Jewish convert because he saw the great things that the God of Israel had done. He saw the splitting of the Red Sea. He saw the firstborn dying. And he saw the giving of the Torah. And so he becomes a righteous believer. And that's why his name is Jethro, which means in his abundance, God has used that man. If you read this Torah portion today, and I hope you did, you'll find that God has given the Israelites another moed that they are to observe throughout their generations. It's a new feast, a new moed, which is 7 Shabbats in one day. And this is the feast of Shavuot, and that's where the Torah was given in Israel, in the land, and there I guess it's Saudi Arabia where they were at that particular time, and that's where the second moed was given to the Israel people. A lot of Christian churches observe the Shavuot. I think I was just looking today or later on early this morning and thinking the Feast of Shavuot, I think, is the only moed that the Christian church actually observes, and it's called Pentecost. Because I know I'm eliminating not using Easter, because that's not the moed. It's not Easter. It's Passover, Pesach. And so God was very specific when he wants to give the Jewish people and to us too today his Torah, because he said it on the exact date was the fifth. It was the third month and the 15th day of the month. So it's 7 Shabbats in one day. That's 50. That's where the concept Pentecost came from. And on that day, the Torah was considered brand new because each received it as it is given today. You know, every day that you pick up God's word, it's a new day for you, just like it was for the Israelites on that day that God came and brought the Torah. And so we see today God revealed himself to Moses and Bnei Israel at Mount Sinai on what is called Har Sinai, which is the mountain of God up on Sinai. And Israel believed Moses when they saw the miracles that were performed through God's hands to Moses. And we see that God gave Moses an instruction. He says he says, separate the people, have them clean, take baths. And I'm going to say probably put on clothing, because their clothing at that point wasn't wearing out, so I don't know how much clothes they had. But he says, on the third day, I will come and meet with the people. And that is a shadow of what is yet to come when Yeshua comes in the book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 15. It says, after 2 days, Yeshua will revive us from the dead on the third day. So this gives us a glimpse from God of what is yet to come as Yeshua comes after 2 days. And on the third day, he will restore us, he will revive us, and the dead in Christ will rise, and that will be on the third day of that time that Yeshua is coming. This is some of the first significant events in history was the giving of the Torah. God gave the Torah on an elevated mountain. And we need to elevate our lives to see what happened on that particular day so that we can enjoy that and understand what God is doing for us in our lives. The mountain was just dirt that was raised up. No matter how dirty a person appears in their life, we have to raise it to a mountain experience. We have to lift ourselves up to that mountain experience. And when God came down on Mount Sinai, the top of the mountain is burnt. I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, they were able to go up to the top there, and all of that rock and everything is just like molten glass because there was an enormous heat. But the government there has, from Saudi Arabia, has blocked any excavations or anybody going to the top of that mountain. But these three guys that I mentioned a couple weeks ago actually got to go to the top of that mountain at Mount Sinai. It's a different name now, but it's still there. God's presence is still there on the mountaintop. It's very black and charred. See, Mount Sinai was the gateway to greatness. The Torah was given on a mountain and not in a valley. God didn't come down to the valley, but he went to the mountaintop. And so humility must be completed by our self-assurance. The Jewish people made a boundary of the around the Torah at Mount Sinai, and he split them around the Torah. Every Jewish person was present. God would not have given the, I was reading some of the ancient writings earlier this week, and God would not have given the Torah if only one Jewish person was not present on that day. If they decided not to come, God would not have given his Torah to the Jewish people on that day. He would have waited till everyone would come and receive it. Because being one, we were all very essential, only being one person to the kingdom of God. We were just as important as the whole crowd were. We may be one, but one is very important in the kingdom of God. And we see on that day, God gave his Asrat HaDibrot, the 10 utterances that God spoke to the Israelites. And we must understand that this was our role and mission in life, was how to live. And we often refer to them as the 10 commandments. And God, some of the ancient writings said that when God gave the 10 commandments and spoke them, he said them all at one time. It was not like he broke them up. He just said all of them at one breath. All of the 10 commandments came out of his voice. The Torah gives us to unite people, not making that we are to be deep down the people of God. The Jewish people faced the mountain to receive God's word, and we are focused on something higher ourselves. We must be focused on the God and on Yeshua that is higher than the mountain. At Mount Sinai, heaven touched the earth, and a divine awareness became available upon the earth on that particular day. You know, they had seen quite a few miracles that God had performed. They lived through the 10 plagues. They lived through the splitting of the Red Sea. They were fed manna from heaven, and they were given water in the brook. That's where Moses struck the rock, and that's another part in Saudi Arabia. You can go out and look at it. You can see the mount, the top. You can see that rock that is split down the middle. And the guys that were able to excavate that and do some archaeological lookings on it say that the rocks underneath, where down from where that splitting of that rock is at, the rocks and everything are very smooth. That tells us that at one time there was a lot of water that had come down that side from that splitting of the rock. That's another part of Saudi Arabia that you're not permitted to go and to see. But at Mount Sinai, they saw with their own eyes, not with someone else's eyes. They did not have to wait to hear someone else tell them, but they saw the things of God on that day with their own eyes, and they heard God with their own ears. There was no doubt who God was. And they witnessed God in a godly revelation, so that today we can receive their testimony and increase our faith today to know that they stood before God and they received his commandments, the 10 commandments of God that are the basis of our law here in the United States. And so today we are working toward that day when we will ascend to God. And our plans and purpose for us will begin and obey within God's confinement of what he wants us to do. That sort of closes. One of the last things I wanted to just mention is, you know, when you see Mount Sinai, you realize this was a picture of the wedding that's coming in the future, where God, when the mountain came up, it was like the giant hoopah. And that's basically where God is saying this was his people and they would be his bride. And so I jotted down, just to close this morning, the 12 steps of marriage in a Jewish ceremony. And the first one is God picks the bride. And we see at Mount Sinai, God had already chosen the Jewish people to be his people. And we see there was a redemptive price that was paid. The father of the groom always pays a price for the bride. There's a redemption price. And, of course, Yeshua was our redemption, was the price that he paid for us. The son writes the ketubah. That is the marriage contract of what will take place and what they will do. Another important thing of that is the bride must be willing to accept the ketubah and the covenant. She must be willing to take upon the covenant. And she takes a mikvah, which is the bridal cleansing, which that is like a baptismal. It's called a mikvah. And then she receives a symbolic gift. And then the groom goes to the wedding place, and he waits until his father tells him that the bride can step out and be ready for the marriage. It depends on the father to set when the wedding will take place. And, of course, that's going to be God telling Yeshua. And so the bridegroom will return, and the couple will be together, and they will go into the huppah. That's the big canopy of the marriage, where the marriage is performed. And thereafter, after they have the marriage in the huppah, and then they will go to the marriage supper. And that's where what we will see will be the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I pray today that everyone present and hearing me will be there at that marriage supper of the Lamb, because that's something you don't want to miss. So this morning, that's going to be, I know it's been a short day, but it's the way I feel. I'm going to try to get home and go to bed, back to bed. But I apologize that I couldn't speak longer, but maybe next time I can do a little longer. So if you all will rise, I will give you the Aaronic blessing. And then after the blessing, if you all want to give Ted a love gift, I put the baskets here for you to do that. And please bless him today, because he comes from Asheville. And so it's not a great big long trip, but it's a trip. You know, it takes time and effort to get here. So we thank him for that. And the Lord said, this is how you will bless my people. He's telling Moses to tell his brother Aaron, this is how you will bless my people when they come before me. And the scripture tells us every time that God hears that, he will come and he will bless you on that particular time when this blessing is said. Yivakaradonai vayishmareka yaradonai panavaleka vikunika Isa Adonai Panaveleka Vaya Simlaka Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of Yeshua, our soon coming King and Messiah. Amen. God bless you today.